Joining us is the director of nursing at the Iasco County Medical Care Facility in Tawa City, Nicole Burr. Nicole, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you on with us today to talk about, well, let's start, about the Iasco County Medical Care Facility. Give us some details.
All right. I've been the director of nursing at Iasco Medical Care Facility for about the past year and a half, and I'm very proud to be a part of that community. The Iasco County Medical Care Facility is a county-owned, community-supported, not-for-profit nursing facility. We've been serving Iasco County since 1966 with the same owners, same mission, and same dedication to community health care. We serve as a community resource for health services and are also a large local employer. We funnel millions of dollars back into the local economy through payroll and other purchases annually. We maintain higher staffing numbers, providing greater caregiver hours per patient day than the other facilities. We are the state's safety net, admitting those with Medicare and Medicaid insurances on a first-come, first serve basis.
Now, what can you tell us about the amenities at the Iasco Medical Care Facility?
We're very fortunate at the Iasco County Medical Care Facility. All of our rooms are considered private. We have three different care settings, and we operate one of the only state-licensed secure dementia units in Northeast Michigan. Our outdoor grounds are professionally landscaped with sidewalks, flower gardens, and patio areas to relax on. There are ample opportunities to view wildlife, including birds, turkeys, deer, rabbits, and squirrels. We even have a family of ducks that seem to visit us each spring. Inside, we have a living bird aviary for resident and family enjoyment filled with several different species of birds. Our buildings have several day rooms and gathering spaces for residents and their families to enjoy. We also have wireless internet access and cable TV. Dietary opportunities for our residents include buffet style, family dining, and or private opportunities. We promote resident choice in meals and support liberalized diet selection as opposed to dietary restriction. Our staff provide full housekeeping, laundry, and linen services to our residents at no extra cost. We have facility vehicles available for group activities as well as resident appointments, again at no extra charge. The medical care facility hosts a monthly Alzheimer's support group the second Wednesday of each month at 2 p.m. for residents, families, and community members. There's no cost to participate. We just hope to offer support to the community.
Well, you are the director of nursing, so let's talk about some of the nursing services at the Iasco County Medical Care Facility.
Our patient medical care is supervised by our medical director and attending physician, along with several nurse practitioners who work under him and visit patients in his absence. Either the physician or one of his practitioners visit the patients at the facility at least once per week, usually twice per week, and one of his staff members are always available via telephone for emergency situations if the need arises. We also utilize the service of a state-licensed psychiatrist who oversees the residents needing psychiatric services. He tries to visit us monthly and avails himself via phone as needed. Other doctors, surgeons, and specialists may also direct the care for those staying at our facility as needed. The actual patient day-to-day care is performed by a combination of RNs, LPNs, and certified nurse aides who work together. These individuals work directly for the medical care facility and are following orders set forth by the previously mentioned practitioners. Our facility provides skilled nursing services such as various IV therapies, including antibiotics, oxygen therapy, CHF, COPD, and pneumonia recovery, tube feeding, tracheostomy care, ostomy care, sepsis, infections, and wound care, cardiac, stroke, recovery, and post-surgical care. We do have the ability to work with individuals needing specialized bariatric equipment while receiving care. We specialize in short-term rehabilitation as well as long-term custodial care. Our goal is to return our short-term patients to their prior living arrangements as soon as possible. We also aim to maintain our long-term residents' greatest level of independence. We partner with several other community agencies, including various hospices and home health companies, to accomplish these goals.
Nursing services, no doubt about that, but we're not done yet because you also have rehabilitation services available too, right?
We do. The medical care facility partners with Select Rehabilitation Company for therapy services. Select provides our facility with physical, occupational, and speech therapists, as well as assistants 7 days per week. I think it is important to note that the majority of Select staff live, work, and play in Iasco County as well, which adds to the positive impact this facility has on the local economy. Select staff promote an aggressive rehabilitation regime for our short-term patients with an average length of stay of 18 to 23 days. Therapy treatments include home visits, cognitive testing, community integration, sensory integration, mobility assessment, and many other therapeutic techniques. For the long-term resident, our therapists work on developing programs to maintain current range of motion, balance, mobility, and independence.
All right, some serious stuff there. Let's talk the other side. What do individuals at the Iosco County Medical Care Facility do for fun when they're not concentrating on the healing or various medical ailments, Nicole?
Well, most people don't dream of living in a nursing facility, whether it's for a week or for years. However, for people residing at the Iosco Medical Care Facility, we work hard to alleviate loneliness, boredom, and helplessness. We have a fairly robust activity program offering supervised activities 7 days per week. Our patients and residents have access to written media as well as electronic media through the use of computers, tablets, and the internet. We always encourage family involvement and try to host annual summer picnics, a petting zoo, and Christmas party. Weather permitting, we promote community engagement also. We try to arrange for our residents to attend the Tawas Bay Players, the Community Concert Band, East Tawas Street Dancers, country rides complete with ice cream cones, and monthly shopping trips to Walmart, all of which are supervised by activity staff. Other activities offered in-house include painting and crafts, cooking clubs, virtual travel groups, bingo games, cards, farkle, patio parties, happy hour, music and popcorn, birthday parties, exercise groups, dinner parties, and movie nights, activities which any of us would enjoy. The medical care facility also has opportunities for religious experiences. We offer Sunday non-denominational church services, Wednesday hymn sings, Thursday communion, and monthly Catholic masses. We are always open to suggestions and try to meet the requests of our patients or residents regarding activity and social interaction. We feel it is very important for our residents to have ample opportunity for socialization.
We've covered a lot, but is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today, Nicole?
Yes, Kevin. On behalf of the Iosco County Medical Care Facility, we would like to say thank you to the residents of Iosco County for their past and present millage support. We would also like to say thank you for allowing us to care for you, your loved ones, family, and friends. We are fortunate to have a county-owned medical care facility here in Iosco County. Our success is truly community success. Thank you again to all of Iosco County.
She's the Director of Nursing at Iosco County Medical Care Facility, Nicole Burr. Nicole, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.